A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has agreed on a framework for modest gun restrictions in the wake of a series of mass shootings. Under the tentative deal, authorities would keep guns away from people deemed to be a threat. Mike Hanna has more from Washington, D.C.
President Biden has issued a text saying, welcoming the announcement, saying that more could be done, but it's an important step forward. And certainly this is the general reaction from many groups, that it is an important step forward, that it is a signal that bipartisan agreement on this issue can be reached. But it falls far short of what many, including President Biden, were demanding. For example, there's no outright ban on automatic weapons. There's no raising the age at which one can buy a rifle from 18 to 21.
French President Emmanuel Macron's coalition and its left-wing rival are neck and neck in the first round of France's legislative elections. Macron faces competition from a left-wing alliance led by Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Projections suggest Macron's party should win more seats, but could lose its overall majority. Iraqi politician Muqtada Sadr and 72 members of his party have resigned from parliament. The cleric says it was to break an 8-month political deadlock where no party could form a majority government. A Russian state news agency has shared footage it says shows smoke rising from a chemical plant in the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk. The governor of Luhansk province says fuel storage tanks and chemicals have caught fire. Nicaragua has authorized Russian troops, planes and ships to be deployed on its territory. Russia's foreign ministry spokesman says they will help combat drug trafficking and organized crime. Brazilian police say they found a backpack, laptop and an ID card in the remote part of the Amazon where two men went missing. A vigil has been held in Rio de Janeiro marking a week since indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and British journalist Dom Phillips disappeared. Iran's currency has dropped to its lowest value ever against the dollar as talks on reviving its nuclear deal with world powers remain stalled. The riyal is now trading at 332,000 to the dollar. It was at 32,000 when the deal was signed back in 2015.